Welcome to a room filled with legends here to talk NRL this morning. Pete Holland from the Crews, 2 to 6pm Monday to Friday, is preparing his home for a Penrith Grand Final. He's still in need of some items to make his day perfect, including a pig on a spit and one or two beer wenches comfortable with partial male nudity.
I've actually got the pig and spit organised. It's all good.
All right. We're also joined by Tim Williams, Radio Hunter Valley sales manager, who was considering Pete's invitation to his grand final day party until exactly 30 seconds ago.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, actually. The partial male nudity.
You're going to be my bee, aren't you?
All right. Before we get into this week, let's have a listen to how we fared last week when we locked it in.
Last time, I lock it in. The Knights, you know, have got nothing
that's
to lose.
That's insane. So I'm locking in the Canberra Raiders for another victory.
I'm going to lock in the Penrith Panthers right for tomorrow night.
So do we think the reason that Jess couldn't be here with us this morning was because, you know,
she's doing Mad Monday with
the rest of Newcastle?
The Knights, yeah.
Yeah. Doing nerdy runs around the oval with the rest of the guys that didn't score?
Exactly. Now, let's lift the segment. Lift the segment. It's breakfast radio.
Lift the standard. So we have two games to choose from on a Friday night and Saturday night. So, Tim, as our learned guest, who are you locking in for this weekend?
Oh, look, the Roosters are my teammate. Got to go the Roosters
that's
against
insane.
The Raiders.
That's insane.
Don't worry, he'll flip.
No, I'm not flipping this time. And this is where the Chooks always play their best footy. It's do or die.
Well, what's happened to them recently? They've had something near 100 points put up against them.
Yeah.
You weren't here for us to discuss that wonderful effort against the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Did you enjoy that on your holidays?
I tuned out about halfway through that game.
As did the Sydney Roosters.
Yeah. So, it's been a very hot and cold season for these guys, especially coming off the last two seasons.
Yep.
So, I think they've got it in them if they just get their head together and play a good game.
Look, there were some positive signs late in the game against the Panthers, but they really did try and put the cue in the rack a bit early, I thought, against the Roosters the other night. They had them beat by a long way and easily, and then
I think the
went
Panthers
to sleep for a while.
Panthers let them into this one. Get ready for listening to this, Tim. So, my friend, is the sound of a Canberra Raiders victory on a Friday night for our Pick the Score game. Raiders will get up and defeat your Sydney Roosters and make our way to the preliminary final.
It's a lock-off.
Yes, it is a lock-off. We will have vengeance for last year's grand final, and there will be no six again. There will be no trainers getting in the way for us this time.
This sounds like something the Imperial Navy would say.
There'll be nothing to stop us this time.
I was actually going to say I was going to lock in Canberra, but look, because you guys have gone the lock off on the game, I really do only want to play one team out of the second game of the weekend.
Oh, so you got some wishful thinking coming up here, is it?
Yeah. And I want to lock in Parramatta.
Yeah, you're hoping a wounded Parramatta side will meet Penrith in the following week.
Yeah, look, they're the only team to beat us this year, and I'd love to defeat them in the prelim to go into the GF, and South Sydney are playing way too well.
Yeah, Pete, I've got something to share with you.
It's medication time.
No way, Parramatta without their two best players.
That's not what I gave you to play. I gave you a lovely theme song to play, and you haven't even touched it.
Well, last week, the Parramatta Eels with their two strike weapons off the field, Mike Acevo and, of course, Ferguson, who are probably going to be missing this week, are going to take on the Bunnies. There's no way Parramatta are going to beat the Bunnies.
Acevo, you've only got to tackle him, and he looks like he's injured. So it's no big loss.
Tim, what were you saying?
I was saying Ferguson's commented this morning, apparently, that he's going to be there.
Yeah, they say these things, but he limped off the other day.
Mate, this guy's played footy with a broken leg. He'll be right. Yeah, he'll be there.
Okay. Not to mention the opposition points come down his side as well. So
that's okay.
So just to confirm, you're locking in
the Parramatta Eels.
Okay. You're deadly serious about that.
I am serious about that.
That's just insane. That's insane.
It probably is.
Legends, thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you.